Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest was one of the first to speak to the media following the tragic bus accident involving the Humboldt Broncos last year. And joining us now is the president of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, Bill Chow. Bill, welcome to the show. Good to have you back on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Listen, big news this week in that the driver of the truck that was involved in that tragic bus accident with the Humboldt Broncos was in court and he pled guilty, and now there will not be any need for a trial. How important was that for the families of those involved and for the community itself that this does not have to be taken into court now in a trial?
Well, you know, I first of all, I won't speak on behalf of the families because, I mean, they're going to have their own individual views on how this, you know, is affecting them. And I wouldn't have a clue as how, it, you know, the outcome of him pleading guilty will affect them. But that being said, I do believe that, you know, it is a significant step, you know, in moving forward. So I think that's very positive in that regard.
And what else is positive is the entire community and the team, which has got better than a 600 winning percentage right now, seems to have trudged on through a really, really difficult situation, because that team has always been so important for that community and bringing that community together. And it seems like they've taken a step towards that again now.
Yeah, I believe so. Rightfully so. I think the significant thing about the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, outside of Notre Dame being a college, but the other 11 teams are all community-owned as well, and I just think that in itself renaissance the importance to all of our teams and all of our communities, and of course, you know, with what happened in Humboldt last April, meaning that much more. But, I think when we take a look at the whole league itself, I mean, each of those communities and each of those teams just mean so much to each of those individuals in those teams. It's sometimes overwhelming when you're in those communities and you see how much the people really, really do care about their teams.
Early this week, we saw a video of Lane Mayhew out there skating for the first time. It was a video that his dad shot on an iPhone that he wanted to tell people that his son just continues to battle back. What was your response to that video, to see that as they continue to try to mend and move on?
Well, I think it's a significant importance for Lane and his family, you know, and I think obviously, you know, there's still a lot of roads to go, and hills and valleys that they're going to go through to you know, get wherever hopefully he can get back to. And that's the other thing, is nobody knows what, you know, level of physical ability he will have at the end of the day, from what I've been told. But, you know, I think it's a significant step, and I think it's very positive again. You know, I think for them and their family and for everybody else that, you know, has challenges, obviously Lane is meeting them head on and is going to do his best and work his hardest.
In conversation with Bill Child, the president of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, and on the heels of all this, your league has created the SJHL's assistance program. Tell us about that.
Well, the assistance program was born out of what happened on April the 6th, the tragedy. And so, you know, I mean, what we've tried to do is, you know, when we are looking ahead and thinking of, you know, what, where there, you know, possibly be needs and things like that. And we, you know, the first reaction was mental health, in dealing with mental health. And because, I mean, my previous experience of being a policeman for 30 years, you never know when things are going to happen. You never know when things are going to bother you. You never know when the PSD is going to kick in, or if it does kick in.
Yeah.
So that was my thought process. And so we now have a program that, through Homewood Health and through Red Cross, we have the ability off of our website and across the CJHL for people and players to reach out, should they need just somebody to talk to. We have a 1-866 number and an online self-assessment that you can do through Red Cross that hopefully, that may be just the point of somebody that may be needing somebody to talk to, has that ability to reach out and can talk to somebody and help them through whatever they're going through.
Well, good for you in the league for thinking ahead and doing something like that. You've got a couple of important dates coming up, January 14th and 15th in Regina. Tell us about that event.
Well, what we've created is we've created an event. We've created the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, Manitoba Junior Hockey League Showcase. Each league brings in three teams. We have one team from each league being a younger team, and then two teams being of the older players, and those are selected by the coaches from the individual leagues, and then they come to Regina, and they play each other twice, and and obviously it attracts a lot of the NCAA scouts, the CIS scouts, the NHL scouts, and the CHL scouts to Saskatchewan and to Regina to view this event.
Hey, Bill, good luck with that. We really appreciate everything, and congratulations on the SJHL's assistance program. Well done.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again, Bill.
Yeah, take care.
That was SJHL President Bill Chow, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.